Well, the United States has now lost 800,000 people to COVID-19, 800,000 human beings, and they include Florinda Flores. We first brought you her story nearly a year ago. She was from Roswell, New Mexico.
Her grandson, Chencho Flores, told us she never held back her love or her food.
You always knew when you were going to go to her house that you were going to have her famous enchiladas. And for me, because I was a little special, she would make me my own little pumpkin pie.
He said each time they talked, she'd repeat this same goodbye.
She would always say, son. She always called me son, even though it's her grandson. She'd say, son, just remember, if I don't see you again, I'll see you in heaven. And then she would bust out laughing.
On December 13th of 2020, they said goodbye to one another for the last time.
So the morning that she passed away, the doctor called my sister and said, hey, your grandmother wants us to take everything off. She doesn't want to do this anymore. So my sister rushed to the hospital and they actually let her in. They suited her up, let her in. And she put me on FaceTime with my grandma. And I said, hi, grandma. And she just, big smile on her face. She waved and she said, I'm dying. There was no sadness, none of that. Just, I'm dying. And of course, my first thought was saying, no, you're going to be fine. You're going to beat this. But I didn't. I actually, made myself stop and I just said, I love you. We'll see you again. We'll see you in heaven.
Merry Christmas. Hi, mijo. This is your grandma. Just thought I'd call to see how you were doing. Okay? Love you, hijo. Bye-bye.
Especially growing up, Christmas was always at her house. And it was always a packed place. But the last time we got together fully as a whole family was probably about 6 years ago. She loved every minute of it. She just wanted everybody to just be together and be happy. That was just what she loved.
Chencho Flores recalling his grandma, Florinda Flores, who died of COVID at the age of 85.